we all have to start somewhere. And in the past, the SDLP, like other parties, have been criticised for not bringing on young blood. And I think it's a very positive thing that young people like myself are being given an opportunity to step forward and go into the front line of politics rather than stay in the back room.
Some looking in would say this has been decisive. Helen Quigley was tipped for the post. She subsequently said she's not going to be standing in future elections. Mark H. Durkin, some may say his comments that he preferred to be elected is something of a slight. Is the work need to be done there to unite the party, or are things okay?
Well, you know, the SDLP is a united party. Obviously, we're all disappointed with Helen's decision to step back from public life. She's made her position clear. The fact is, you know, the SDLP operates as a democratic party. Vacancies like this are filled by a democratic vote of all of the membership. I was selected last night by the entire membership in Derry in an open and fair vote. The real challenge now is to get back on the issues that affect people in Derry and around the North West. And I don't think people around listening to this programme are that concerned about internal party machinations in the SDLP or other political parties. They want to know what politicians are going to do for them and their communities.
I mean, the link-ups between Donegal and Derry and the benefits both counties can get from that are well publicised, but obviously your roots are in Letterkenny. You're now based in Derry. Is the work there that you believe you can do?
Absolutely. You know, the fact that I'm from Letterkenny, but I now live in Derry and I will be representing Derry, probably gives me a certain perspective and an edge about a lot of the cross-border issues that affect people, both from Derry and from Donegal and Tyrone and other counties in the northwest of Ireland. I think I'm a firm believer in positive cross-border cooperation. I think things like Project Kelvin show what can be done to build up the Northwest infrastructure in a way that benefits everybody and which will lead to jobs and prosperity, and we really need positive steps forward at the minute. What's good for Derry is also good for Donegal, and I will firmly be committed to helping to deliver for all of the people of the Northwest over the next number of months and hopefully years.